Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
But in the meantime, I'm joined by Brian O'Connell because they were once seen as a vital means of communication. The public payphone kiosks, they're increasingly seen as eyesores now. Some of them have become sites of vandalism, antisocial behaviour. So why are they still in our streets and what can be done with them? And Brian, you've been looking into all of this, haven't you?
Yes, this is one of those items that's really going to age us, I'm afraid, Claire. There was a time when almost every street corner had one of these phone boxes. Every town, every village had one. We had 6,000 public payphone in the country at one point. I remember when I first moved to Cork in 1994, my mum had the number of the public payphone on Washington Street and would know maybe on Tuesday at 7 o'clock to ring. The phone would ring and I'd pick it up and say, "Hi, ma'am." So they were really, it sounds like something from another era, doesn't it? So from that
well, it
height...
it is, Brian.
It is, really. Yeah, I mean, it is. From that height of, I was very young going to college. So from that height of 6,000, we have a fraction now. And there are calls for the ones that are left to be dismantled, to be taken away. I did get a significant update from AIR around what the plan is for those remaining public payphones and whether they've listened to calls for some of them to be removed.
Yeah, and the concern is that they're being used as toilets, to put it bluntly, in some cases. They're being used for drug use and they're being repeatedly vandalised.
Yes, and this demise has been ongoing, obviously, since the mobile phone era. But in the last few years, the kiosks that are left, particularly the phone boxes on public streets, many, as you said, have been targeted. They've become unsightly, subject to acts of vandalism. There have been attempts over the years to put them to a different type of use. You remember advertising spots, digital kiosks was a plan at one stage. And then Comreg decided, a universal service provision which had been with AIR, so they were obliged really to have a number of these. That's no longer in place, so it kicked in at the end of December 2020, so they can review that decision if they need to down the line.
Now, you spoke, I know, to one councillor who's been a long time campaigner on all of this, but first will you tell me about the Tidy Towns angle?
Well, over the years when I've covered this issue, you'll come across Tidy Town committees calling for action in their area regarding these kiosks on streets that aren't being used anymore. It can often frustrate local communities who put a huge effort into Tidy Towns in their local areas. This happened recently when Lucan was judged to have made a lot of positives in their area, but the issue of the littered phone box was highlighted. Now, I spoke to Kevin O'Loughlin, chairperson of Lucan Tidy Towns, and Catherine O'Loughlin, who's secretary, and they told me, Claire, of their efforts to get the public payphone removed.
Last year, we got the auditor's report for the 2022 competition, and we did get a comment there about the four telephone boxes in Lucan Village. They're derelict phone boxes, really, and the auditor wasn't happy and suggested that we take steps to get them removed or repurposed.
How many years have they been derelict, do you think?
I would say for more than 10 years. We were just wondering or checking to see had we ever seen anybody using them as phone boxes, and we just don't believe they're used at all. Practically everybody has a mobile phone. It's very hard to think that anybody would need them in modern Ireland, you know? They are an absolute eyesore right in the middle of our pretty little village. Beside the village green, it really takes from the appearance of the whole place.
Tell me then about the antisocial element of it.
They're filthy, and you can see that people have been around them because we have attempted to clean them, but they're not cleanable. And it's obvious.
They attract fly postering and all kinds of horror. They just look really, really bad. The only solution we can see is just to have them removed and the space put to a better purpose.
Have you ever tried to contact AIR to see could you get rid of them?
Yes, we have. But two of our volunteers took this on actually as a project last year after we got the report. And what they did was they contacted all our local representatives. And we have made some progress in finding out exactly what might happen. We want them gone.
Yeah.
Ideally, something else would be put in place, but they really are. We don't want to go to our next competition and tell the adjudicators that, you know, nothing's happened.
So they want them gone. And I know you got in touch with AIR and you got an update on the Dublin area, Brian, but you also spoke to one councillor, and this person has been highlighting this issue for many years.
Many years. Manix Flynn, Dublin South East area independent councillor, has been highlighting this. And as you said, he's really been trying to get rid of the ones that are not in use in Dublin city centre for some time.
I've been involved with this for quite some time, since the arrival of the mobile phone. The actual phone box itself and public phone boxes have been basically on the demise, with many of them just simply being abandoned and being used as laboratories, shooting up galleries, or just simply being vandalized. So over the last number of years, I've been advocating the replacements of these, the removal of these, and we've been very successful in that. You know, I think where there's an iconic phone box in an iconic street, it should remain. And indeed, where there isn't, well, then it should be removed. Most of them, the old phone boxes are gone. These ones are made of aluminium, so they're easy to take away. Uh-huh. The unfortunate thing is here is that air take an awful lot of time to remove them. Well, they make a decision to remove them, like the ones on St. Stephen's Green, they can remain there for years in a dreadful state.
That's the negative side of the phone boxes, and hopefully we're moving towards a point where the ones that are not in use are being removed. But have you good memories yourself of the phone box?
You know, back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you couldn't get a phone. You had to kind of arrange to have a phone call. You had to have an appointment to have a phone call. You had to queue to get a phone. It was like that wasn't that not long ago. This isn't like back in the 10-14 when Brian Boru was around. You know what I mean? In the last like 20 or 30 odd years, that's the way that was. And to get a phone into your home was... So the phone box itself, yeah, you could always put your hand into the phone to see did anybody leave any money behind the shilling.
Oh, yeah.
So there was all that kind of carry on where you would, you know, these were, you know, like, you know, iconic in many respects. But technology's moved on. But the old phone box, you know, is demised. The iconic ones, which are the lovely ones with all the beautiful windows in them, yeah, that looked really well. I think most of those are collector's items. But the aluminium ones, they're just going to get recycled.
So that's Manix Flynn. And then going back to the update that you had from AIR, Brian, what did they say?
Quite interesting. They've committed now, Claire, to remove 29 payphone kiosks with 51 phones in them from the Dublin City Council area, and then 7 more from the surrounding local authorities. If you remember, I said at one point we had 6,000 public payphones. We now have 350. They're in 270 locations nationally. So a huge drop in numbers.
Well, what will happen then to the payphone sites? What did AIR say about that?
Well, interestingly, they tell me some of the older telephone boxes have been replaced with digital pedestal telephone kiosks, so they would have touch screens and so on. AIR has entered a partnership with EasyGo to replace some with a rapid electric vehicle charging unit, so quite interesting. They're going to install, I think, 80 of these nationally. There's more agreements expected in the coming months. And then good news for Luke and for the Tidy Towns, they've offered to remove or replace those unsightly payphone boxes on the main street there with an EV charger, just waiting on the council's decision there.
And listen, I hear you're still hanging around phone boxes yourself, are you?
It can be a strange job sometimes. Yesterday, I spent a couple of hours outside a public payphone on Oliver Plunkett Street in Cork, and surprise, surprise, Claire, nobody was lining up to use them. Now, I did chat to a couple of people. First up was a man who reminisced about the public payphone heyday, and then a local business owner adjacent to those two payphones on Oliver Plunkett Street in Cork. He just wants to see them gone.
I grew up in a small village, and there was one across the road from the pub, and it was the public phone for the community. So you'd ring the public phone and whoever was in the pub would go out and answer it and pick it up, you know. So you'd have the farmer coming down out of the hills and he'd pick up the phone.
And you were saying there's ones in Cork City that you see students now taking pictures of them, as in, look how quaint this is.
Yeah, there's across from the cathedral, from Finbar's Cathedral, you see the students coming down and they're taking ironic photos for their Instagram or something, and I presume they're sending them to old fogies like me, like their parents. I don't suppose there's much purpose for them anymore, you know. I mean, out in the country you also see them changed into nice little libraries and defibrillator stations and something like that maybe, but... I suppose inside in the cities, they're just a bit of a nuisance, really.
Right.
There's a phone box outside your business, a public phone box?
There is indeed, yeah.
Does it get much use?
Usually for supply of drugs. A phone call is made, the receiver is hung up, it'll ring back a few minutes later, so that way they can't be detected. So other than that, there is no other use for it, except some people decide to use it as a public toilet on occasion as well.
What would you like to see done with it?
Oh, anything, just once it's removed. So
it had its day, didn't it? I mean, I imagine there was a time when there was a queue of people outside that phone box. And can you remember the last time you saw a genuine call being made?
I can't, because even on one or two occasions when people were stuck, they would come in and ask if they could use our phone. So, yeah.
Okay, you want it gone?
Oh, completely.
Yeah, you see, they did have their uses, Brian. I remember doing the three rings. If it's three rings, you know it's me and you have to collect me.
Oh, <yeah. laughs>
Wouldn't or even spend the 20 pence, you see.
Get someone to ring back straight away, and people outside lining up would be furious because they knew you hadn't paid for the phone
call. Exactly. Brian, thanks so much for that. That's Brian O'Connell there.